朋友，欢迎在活在耶稣里福音网站收听福乐人生讲坛。接下来为你播出吴继阳牧师的讲道信息。愿神仆人的教导能帮助你更好地学习圣经真理，坚定信心来跟随主耶稣。
让我们一起祷告。
Let's pray。
亲爱的主耶稣，我们来到你的面前。
Dear Lord Jesus, we come in front of you。
你不但是创造万有、造我们生命的主宰。
You are the creator of the universe and our lives。
你更是我们灵魂的大牧人。
You are also shepherd of our souls。
你是道路、真理、生命。
You are the way, life and truth。
除你以外，天下人间再没有赐下别的名我们可以靠着得救。
No other names we can rely on for our Savior。
感谢主做我们的救主，做我们的生命。
Thank God to be our Savior and our lives。
今天我们打开你的话，求主你圣灵的宝贵之来照亮我们的心，跟我们所读的话。
We open words today, please the Holy Spirit the Counselor shine on lights on our hearts。
让我们能够进入主的话中，主的灵充满我们的心。
So that we can enter your words and your spirit fill us。
这样的祷告是奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray in Jesus' name。
Amen。
Amen。
我想用一个故事来开始今天的信息。
I'd like to do a story, the lecture today is a story。
春春她曾经是一个非常灵巧的女孩。
Gertrude was smart。
他在大院子里每一个人都夸奖他，好像白雪公主一样的学霸。
And everybody in the neighborhood liked her because she was really good with her study。
他的成绩成为别的家长教育孩子的一个样板。
And the other parents used her as an example。
可是当他考上清华大学的第二年，什么事情似乎都变了。
For the second year, she was in Tsinghua University.
他不想上学，他躲在宿舍里面。
She doesn't want to go to school.
他甚至尝试自杀。
She locked herself in the room and tried suicide.
所以他的父亲把他接回家。
So her father took her home.
而必须把他房间的锁给拆下来。
And all the locks in her room has to be taken away.
然后要外婆来住在家里，时时刻刻的跟着她，随着她。
And her grandmother has to stay with her all the time.
大家都想不通，一个20岁像花一般年龄的女孩，怎么会说自己存在没有意义呢？
So nobody could understand why a beautiful girl like her 20s would think as there's no meaning of her existence.
她也不是患了忧郁症，因为她能够照顾自己。
She didn't suffer from depression because she could take care of herself.
只是她觉得人生没有意义。
However, she doesn't find the meaning of her life.
做什么事情都没有劲儿。
And that doesn't make sense to do anything.
好像一个人空荡荡的，没有心一样。
Like people without a heart.
那这样身体的存在也就没有意义了。
So the existence of body doesn't make much sense.
根据国内一位心理学家徐凯文的一个统计，
According to 凯文徐 Psychology in China，
他说北大的学生40%的新生里面认为活着是没有意义的。
40% of newcomers of Beijing University think there's no meaning of life。
还有 30% 的学生他们是其实十分的厌恶学习。
30% of students dislike studies。
那这一代的年轻人到底出了什么问题？
So what's wrong with this generation?
心理学家称它是一种空心病。
Psychologists call it existential psychosis.
这一种空心病是存在感的精神病。
And this is a psychologist disorder about existence, the meaning of existence.
就是一个人他心里会觉得空荡荡的，没有东西。
Some of us think empty in the heart.
他也感受不到别人的存在。
And they couldn't feel the existence of others as well.
他们不知道自己是谁。
So they don't know what they are.
也不想成为怎样的人。
And they don't know what they want to be.
他们心是空荡的。
So just empty their hearts.
这一种空心症跟其他心理疾病最大的不同。
And the biggest difference between the existence of psychosis with other psychological disorders.
因为他们不是由于挫折、创伤跟负面的情况所引起的。
It doesn't result from a negative experience.
而且出现这种空心症的那种人，在别人的眼中都是非常优秀的。
Most people with such disease will be thought of as good by others.
他们是好学生，是好员工，有钱有闲的成功人士。
They are good students, good employees, and they are rich and successful.
特别是在青少年的后期出现。
In particular, for the adult teenagers.
那得空心症的人有七个特征。
Seven properties.
第一个是情绪低落，兴趣减低，逃避工作或者是念书。
They suffer from lack of interest in either study or work.
第二种是强烈的孤独感，觉得活得没有意义，想尽量的避开人。
And they feel lonely and meaningless, and they try to avoid people.
第三是他们非常注重别人对自己的看法，但是又不愿意表现出来。
So, they care very much what others think about them, but they don't express their concern.
第四，他们对于生物治疗的方法不敏感，甚至没有效用，就是吃药也无用。
The biomedical therapies don't really work.
第五就是他们有一种强烈想要自杀的意向。不知道自己为什么活的。
And they have a strong intention to commit suicide.
第六就是长久以来会有一种迷茫的感觉，而觉得这种感觉是断断续续，有时有，有时无的。
They suffer from confusion for a long time.
第七就是传统治疗的方式效果不佳，一定要想到新的办法。
And traditional psychotherapy doesn't work either.
我想问问我们当中有多少人感觉你也有这种空心症呢、啊？
So like、
不要举手啊！不要举手，吓人。
How you feel about it? Do we suffer from similar?
我们中国为什么这一代年轻人会有这么高的比例这种病
？Why we have such a high percentage of young people suffer from this disease?
主要是因为生长的环境使他们造成的。
Because of the environment they grew up.
首先是因为他们是独生的子女，从小就得到太多的关注，太多的照顾。
First, they are the only kid, they got too much attention.
所以他们的一生父母都替他们安排好了。
So their lives are more or less arranged by their parents.
第二是因为他们的生活压力太多，没有办法疏解。
And also they suffer from too much pressures.
从小学一年级开始就学英语背唐诗。
From grade one, they have to master everything like English or Chinese literature.
他们根本没有办法理解为什么要学这么多的东西，根本无用。
You can understand why they should study all this useless stuff.
而他们不懂得怎么去控制或表达自己的情绪。
And they don't know how to control and express their emotion.
第三就是因为缺乏儿童时间的这种玩伴，造成了不知道怎么样与同伴相处。
And they don't have playmates, they don't know how to deal with others.
当然，这些的困难不是当初一胎化政策所能够预料的。
Of course, all the challenges were not expected by the one-child policy.
但是还有一点非常的重要。
It's another point that's very important.
就是改革开放以后，人信仰的真空。
And after China opened the world, there's emptiness of belief.
上一代都是忙忙碌碌的赚钱养家，根本没有什么人生的理想跟活在的意义。
Parents are busy pursuing money and success, and there's no meaning of their lives.
下一代看在眼里面，他们怎么能够接受这种无意义的生活呢？
And the next generation rejects such a meaningless life.
其实每一个人都有认识神的一种本能。
And everyone has the instinct to know God.
但一个社会如果扼杀信仰，就是全体的自杀。
However, if a society deprives religion and beliefs, it's a suicide of population.
因为从信仰的角度看，这是必然发生的事。
Because from a point of view of believers, this is a necessary consequence.
因为这个世界除了上帝之外，还有撒旦力量的存在。
Because In addition to the power of God, there's the power of the Satan.
这是我们经常忽略的事情。
Something we neglect a lot.
撒旦他到底要做什么呢？
What does Satan want to do?
首先他就是要拦阻人来信靠神。
He wants to hinder man from believing God.
在哥林多后书四章三节四节这样的说，如果我们的福音蒙蔽，就是蒙蔽在灭亡的人身上，此等不信之人被这世界的神弄瞎了心眼，不叫基督荣耀的福音光照他们。基督本是神的像。这里讲到人不相信是因为撒旦蒙蔽他的心思了。
And second, Christian says, people don't believe because the gossip is veiled to them.
所以人根本不去想神的事情。
So people don't think about the God things.
但是神的事情人所能知道的，神已经放在人的心里。
And God let us know everything we need to know about him.
因为每一个人都有认识神的本能。
Because each of has such instinct.
所以如果这个世界是教育，根本没有神，否定神。
So the word education doesn't confess that there's a God.
那人就会有一种迷失感。
Then we'll be lost.
因为人只能够靠自己。
Because the only one we can trust ourselves.
这样的话，撒旦就可以轻易的用这个世界的名利财富来控制人的心。
And then Satan, think it will be easier to control our hearts with the fame and success of this world.
人想要来寻求神，但是发现找不到神。
We want to seek for God, but we cannot find.
因为他们心中的眼睛被弄瞎了。
Because their minds are blinded.
那个意思就是说，他们失去了那种认识属灵事情的能力。
That they lose the ability to see the spiritual things.
好像一个人如果瞎了眼，那他没有办法去想象，在他瞎眼以前那些看不见、还没有看见过的东西是什么样子。
Just if a blinded man cannot imagine the things they haven't seen.
如果一个人他的心眼瞎了的话，他就没有办法明白属灵的事情。
If our minds are blinded, they cannot understand the spiritual things.
所以如果一位姐妹她主日要来敬拜神，
So if a sister wants to come to Sunday school and worship,
她的丈夫就怎么样也想不通一个知识分子怎么会迷信到这样。
Her husband couldn't even imagine why educated people believe such things.
因为她丈夫的心眼已经被撒旦蒙蔽了。
Because the mind of the husband has been blinded by Satan.
那一些想要信主的人，魔鬼就会用各样的办法来拦阻他。
For those people who want to believe, Satan will try to hinder them with all means.
不让福音的光能够照在他的身上。
So that a lot of gossip cannot shine on him.
就好像如果你移植了一盆花，你想要阳光来照它，但是呢，乌云把阳光给遮住了。
It's like if you transplant the flower, you want sunshine on it, then the cloud come and hinder the sunshine.
最明显的就是当我们在做三元福音的时候所遇到的。
It's apparent when we try to do the gospel reaching out.
往往我们去探访人跟他分享福音，在他想要信主的时候马上就有干扰的出现。
It often happens when we visit people and share with them the gospels. And when
就是小孩子在那里哭啊，或者是就是啊，有人突然的打电话来，或者是有人敲门等等。
Something like a child crying or phone call will stop him from believing at the moment.
因为撒旦他主要一个工作就是要拦阻人来信耶稣。
Because the main job of Satan is to stop people from believing Jesus.
叫人得不到上帝的恩典。
So that people cannot enjoy the grace of God.
但是神他的福音是有大能的。
The gospel of God is powerful.
只要我们相信，紧紧地抓住神，最后我们都能够得胜。
As long as we believe in him, we can be victorious.
因为神他的能力是超越一切。
Because his power supersedes everything.
第二个撒旦要做的事情就是叫信徒跌倒犯罪。
And the second job of Satan is to tempt the believer to sin.
我们千万不要以为我已经信了耶稣，我已经受了洗，万事皆休，就等着进天堂。
So we cannot have the impression that we have believed and everything is settled.
我们的信心必须要受过各样的考验。
Our faith will be tested.
所以在我们信主之后，我们反而会遭遇到许多的难处。
So you suffer all type of challenge after we believe.
因为撒旦这个字原来的意思就是敌对者，敌对神的。
Because the meaning of Satan is antichrist.
他存在的意思就是要拦阻人来信靠神。
And the whole purpose of his existence is to stop people.
所以我们信主之后，我们继续的会受到他的诱惑去犯罪。
So we'll be kept being tempted.
我想每一个信徒我们都有这样的经历。
I think all the believers have a similar experience.
有一次主耶稣对门徒对彼得说，
One time Jesus says to Peter,
他说西门西门，撒旦想要得到你们，好塞你们，像塞麦子一样，但我已经为你们祈求，叫你们不至失去了信心，你回过头来要坚固你的弟兄。在这一段经文里面，主耶稣说撒旦要得到基督徒好像农夫要得到麦子一样。
Satan has asked to get Christians like a farmer get the wheat.
你们有没有看过塞麦子？
什么
都没有了。有看过吗？看过的举手，看到没有人了。真的有看过啊？假的？我不晓得。我看过，到农村我看过他们塞麦子。他用这一个You need translate, you just not listen.
Okay. Have you seen the shifting of the wheat? The pastor has seen one.
Yeah, in the village. 那这一些农夫他们是 primitive 啊，他先还要把这个麦穗呢去用石头滚过。
So need to use the big stone, heavy stone to go around, roll around the wheat.
然后把这一个压碎的麦粘糠都去放在这个竹编的篮子里，就这样用力的去摇。
And everything is crushed, put in a basket so that he can shake it.
我们小时候看过那一种碾米机，情况也是一样，它就是有个塞子在里面，然后就一直不停地摇。
And the machine we saw when we were a kid are similar.
那撒旦要夺去我们的信心，就是要用各样子的试探来打击我们。
So Satan would fight us with all types of troubles and challenges.
好像那一个塞麦子的过程一样。
Just like the process of shifting.
有的时候是用利诱，就是给我们一个好的工作，让我们忙得不得了，不能够去聚会。
Sometimes he gives something that looks good.
有的时候用威胁，叫我们父母不准啊儿女去信耶稣，或者是丈夫限制他的妻子等等。
Sometimes he uses a threat from parents or limitation from a husband.
有的时候是用男女的关系，叫我们失恋，叫我们夫妻关系不好，然后我们就远离神。
Sometimes use a romantic relation breakup or marriage breakup.
有的时候用意外或者是用疾病让我们遇到一个车祸啊，医生宣布癌症第三期。
Sometimes it's accident or disease.
还有的时候是我们亲人的死亡。
Also sometimes it's the death of a family member.
这些的考验就是叫我们怀疑神。
So that he wants us to have doubt in God.
你知道撒旦他想得到基督徒最有价值的东西是什么？
And what's the most valuable thing Satan wants from Christians?
就是我们对神的信心所产生圣洁的生活。
It's the holy lives through our faith in God.
因为他最怕的就是人都成为圣洁，那他就没事做了。
He fears that after people get all holy, he has nothing to do.
所以他会用各样的方法要夺去我们的信心。
So he wants to use all the measures to take away the faith.
因为他要把那一个精华从我们身上拿去。
That's the best of our parts.
那我们怎么办？
So what should we do?
我们不要怕，因为主耶稣的能力超过撒旦的能力。
We should not fear because Jesus is more powerful than Satan.
我们常常把焦点放错了。
But we often play the focus wrong.
我们把焦点放在人的失败跟软弱上。
We often play focus on the failure and weakness of human being.
所以我们去帮助一个受伤的弟兄，一个信心软弱的弟兄。
So when we try to help a wounded and weak brother,
我们拼命的想安慰他，想鼓励他。
We want to comfort him and cheer him up.
我们讲话也很小心，怕挑到他身上的伤处。
And we are very careful with our words so that not to hurt him again.
No! 我们应当把焦点放在这个人怎么样子能够从人转移到神的身上。
Rather, we should focus on how to transfer him from relying on human to relying on God.
主耶稣说，西门西门，你不要怕，我已经为你祈求。
And God says, but I have prayed for you, Simon.
这个是圣经辅导的基本原则。
That's the basic principle for gossip education.
不是靠心理的分析，原生的家庭的剖析。
No, through psychological analysis or through the original families.
也不是靠正面的引导，定出改变生活的计划。
Not through a positive leadings or the plans of changing lives.
这些是有相当的用处。
These are beneficial.
但是人根本的问题是人跟神之间的关系不对了。
But essential challenge is with the relationship with the God.
所以我们做辅导的，我们千万不要把人带到自己或带到人的面前，那是人的方法。
So we want to comfort other people, so we cannot bring other people to us.
最后对方把你当做神了。
Then the people will trust you as God.
所以他一有问题，时时刻刻都要缠着你。
So he or she will come to you when they have problem.
我们不能够与人玩这种扮演神的游戏。
We cannot play such a game of God playing.
我们要教会人祷告，让他直接去求神的帮助。
And you teach people to pray so that they can get help from God.
因为我们要处理的不是人，而是在人背后的那个撒旦魔鬼。
Because it's not the human stuff we need to deal with, but Satan.
连主耶稣他都要向父神祷告。才能够对付魔鬼，你我有什么能耐可以直接的与魔鬼交锋呢？
Even Jesus needs to pray to God. What can we do to deal with Satan?
所以我们要祷告，跟神紧紧的连在一起。
So we need to pray and be connected closely to God.
因此，我们要让那受辅导的人自己来求告神，来依靠主。
So people we try to comfort will ask for God's help himself.
主耶稣怎么说？他说：“西门，你回头以后要坚固你的弟兄。”
And Jesus said that your faith will not fail, and when you have turned back, strengthen your brothers.
因为主耶稣要我们自己先经历拯救，我们才能够去帮助其他的人。
Because Jesus wants us to experience saving ourselves first.
所以我们基督徒不用怕，我们生活当中有许多的试探考验。
So we face many challenges, but we should not fear.
而我们是要求主来帮助我们脱离这些的试探，意思是要我们从试探当中得胜出来。
We should ask God's help to be victorious.
因为我们真正能够带领别人的是让他去信靠神。
And the only thing we can lead other people to do is to let them trust in God themselves.
千万不要以为一个好基督徒就是凡事顺利，心理健康，哦，看起来身上毫无损伤，没有疤痕的人。
Don't think that a good Christian will be a smooth and successful in everything.
那个根本不是成人，那个是小婴孩才会身上没疤的。
That's not even adult, only the kids have no scars.
我们当中有没有人身上无疤的？请你举手看看。
Anyone of us have no scars at all?
没有，我们都是这样子经过各样困难长大的。
Well,grow up after challenge and the suffering.
如果我们都是小婴孩，我们怎么去帮助其他的人？我们自己一触即倒了。
How can we help others if we are babies?
主耶稣说，回头以后要坚固你的弟兄。
Jesus said, after turn back, strengthen your brothers.
所以基督徒是绝对不能够单独的来追求主的。
So we cannot come to God by ourselves alone.
我们一定要活在教会，活在信徒的当中，活在团契的里面。
We must live in the church and in the fellowship.
因为我们的敌人好像吼叫的狮子，遍地游行，要寻找可以吞吃的人。
Because enemies are like roaring lions walking around to find someone who can devour.
这也就是为什么主耶稣说，你们两个人在一起同心合意的祷告。我天上的父就要为你们成全。
That's why Jesus says, if two of you agree on something on earth, it'll be done on you by our faith.
因为那个关键就是在同心合意的祈求。
The key is agreement.
所以弟兄姐妹，你不要以为参加小组的聚会不重要，参加祷告的聚会不重要。
So brother, sister, don't think it's not important to go to fellowships and gatherings.
那是维持我们灵命，是救我们脱离凶恶最重要的方法。
That's the most essential way we can sustain our spiritual lives.
你离开你的弟兄一小步，你就是让撒旦靠近你一大步。
If you leave a small step from brothers, then you allow Satan to come approach you with a big step.
什么时候你不注意就被塞了去。
And when you are not noticing, you are shifting.
最近我们校园发生了一件叫我们都非常迷惑的事情。
Recently, the tragedy that's very confusing to us in our campus.
许多弟兄姐妹对这件事情的发生都感到很困惑。
Many brothers and sisters are confused and shocked by it.
所以我在这里要给大家做一些答复。
So I would like to answer everyone here.
基督徒会自杀吗？
Will Christian commit suicide?
其实另一个相当的问题是，基督徒会得忧郁症吗？
And the relevant question will be, will Christian get into depression?
我想第二个问题的答案是肯定的，因为有许多基督徒确实是活在药物跟信心之间。
I think it's a yes to the second question, because many Christians do live between medicines and depression.
And faith.
And faith, sorry.
保罗怎么讲？保罗说，我真是苦啊，谁能救我脱离这取死的身体呢？
And Paul says, what a wretch man I am, who will rescue me from this body of death.
这个是典型的忧郁症的。
That's a typical depression.
但是保罗没有停在那
里。Paul didn't stop there.
他接下去他说，感谢神，靠着我们的主耶稣基督就能够脱离了。
He says, thanks be to God through Jesus Christ our Lord.
所以基督徒虽然一定会犯罪，但是我们可以亲近主耶稣，我们承认自己的罪，他就救我们脱离忧郁。
So even so, Christians will commit sins. We can come close to God and confess our sins, then he will save us.
换句话说，当我们灵命软弱的，我们信心不够，我们就容易陷在忧郁症中。
In other words, if you're weak in your spirit, then we will get into depression easily.
但如果我们灵命坚强起来，跟主的关系亲近起来，我们就可以从忧郁中出来。
However, strong in your spirit, then we can get out of depression.
第二个问题，自杀算不算是杀人？
The second question, would suicide counted as killing people?
根据哥伦比亚法律的学刊说，自杀不能算是触犯律法。
According to Columbia Law Reviews, the suicide didn't count as a breaking of law.
只有你害为害人而自杀才算是，好像那个恐怖分子自杀，那个才算是犯罪。
Only the suicide that with the purpose of killing other people's is counted as a crime.
所以害人跟害己还是有区别的。
So suicide and killing other people are different.
好比说吸毒，吸毒算不算是慢性自杀？
For example, taking drugs is counted as a slow suicide.
他是知道自己不当，但他继续的在伤害自己。
That it's not proper, but then people keep hurting himself.
再浅一点，抽烟呢？
How about smoking?
抽烟怎么样？是不是算是慢性自杀？
Count as a slow suiciding process.
在旧约里面，神责备以色列人，他们的行为就等于是自杀。
In the Old Testament, God says that Israelites are committing slow suicides.
好多次借着先知耶利米来对他们说，你们这样做等于是自己害自己，自害己命。
And it says God tells them that they're killing themselves through the mouth prophets.
因为他们一直在做违反神的事情，最后神就会挪移开对他们的保护，那么仇敌就来消灭他们。
Because they were constantly disobeying God, and eventually God will remove His protection.
可见的自杀不是说你就结束自己的生命，而是你的行为本身会导致你最后的死亡，也是一种自杀。
So suicide doesn't only means the act of killing a person, but also the act of eventually resulting in death.
那整个人类来讲，我们如果不信靠神，最终我们都是自杀的结局。
So for all humankind, we are all going to die if we don't believe in God.
对不对？北韩今天在做什么？北韩今天就在这里点这个自杀的爆炸的这个引药引啊，这个引信。
So for example, what North Korea is doing is triggering suicide.
有一天如果给他真的点燃起来了，日本、南韩通通都要毁灭，然后下一步呢，苏俄。俄罗斯、中国还有美国呢，这是不是叫自杀？
And one day after it's triggered on, then other country will be involved.
有时候我在想说，一个人当他自杀，在他最痛苦的那一刻，他会不会求告神的赦免呢？
So sometimes I'm thinking when people commit suicide, when the moment is most painful to him, would he ask God for?
下面一个问题就是自杀的人可不可以进天堂？
The next question, maybe a person who commits suicide going to a paradise?
那我们说自杀比杀人呢要应该轻一点的罪。
And we say suicide is a less crime compared with killing other people.
杀人犯可不可以得救呢
？Can murderer be saved?
这我们都知道，因为在路加福音里面，主耶稣他钉十字架跟他同钉的有两个强盗。
And we know, in the book of Luke, Jesus was crucified with two other, murderers.
有一个在最后的一刻他悔改了，所以耶稣说：“今日你要同我在乐园里。”他得救了。
And Jesus said one of them who repented say, I tell you the truth.
这个得救的条件是什么要弄清楚。
Today you will be, with me in the paradise. And what's the condition?
以弗所书第二章那里说他说你们得救是本乎恩也是因着信并不是出于自己乃是神所赐的。
Ephesians says clearly it's faith and grace.
所以不是出于人的行为因为人不能够自夸。
It's not through what we do, because we cannot boast.
不是凭着人好和坏，乃是凭着信靠耶稣基督。
Not because we are good or bad, but because of we believe in Jesus.
我们跟耶稣有一个关系，这个保证我们跟他的关系要持续到永远。
And the relation with Jesus will be sustained.
当然，我们基督徒，我们将来也要受耶稣基督的审判。
We will all be judged, even as Christians, by Jesus.
啊，那个是神国里面角色的问题，不是地狱之火的问题。
That's how we get our roles in the paradise, rather than whether we go to paradise or hell.
那有没有罪是不得赦免的呢
？What kind of sins will not be forgiven?
有的。
Yes, some.
在路加福音十二章，你们知道，主耶稣说，凡亵渎圣灵的，总不得赦免。
Luke says, who blasphemes the Holy Spirit will not be forgiven.
那就是说一个人他能够认罪悔改是出于圣灵的引导跟感动。
If someone can come back from sin, it's because the Holy Spirit.
但一个人他没有圣灵或者说圣灵在他里面被他赶出去了。
If someone doesn't have a Holy Spirit or driven the Holy Spirit away,
他就没有真正悔改的可能。
Then there's no way he can truly repent.
当然，基督徒我们已经接受圣灵到我们心里面，是不会犯亵渎圣灵的罪。
Of course, as Christians, with the Holy Spirit in our heart, we will not blaspheme from the Spirit.
但只有一种例外，那个例外就是希伯来书所讲的，我们叛教了，不再相信耶稣基督。
But there's only one exception that we no longer believe in Jesus.
或者我们不再依靠圣灵，我们完全的转离开神，这个就是判背叛了，那个也不得救。
If we turn from the Spirit and God completely, that will not be forgiven.
那我们不要忘记，魔鬼他的工作是一直不断的要夺去我们的信心。
We shall not forget that the devil try to destroy our faith.
因为他是要摧毁生命的。
Because he wants to destroy our lives.
所以连耶稣他也试探，要耶稣自杀。
So he even tempted Jesus to commit suicide.
在马太福音第四章第五节，我们刚才所读过的，魔鬼就带他进了圣城，叫他站在殿顶上，对他说：“你若是神的儿子，可以跳下去，因为经上写着说，主要为你吩咐他的使者用手托着你，免得你的脚碰在石头上。”你看，耶稣试魔鬼试探耶稣，要他结束自己的生命来威胁神拯救他。
You see, here the devil tempted Jesus to jump from the hedges upon temple.
这个是想要强迫神做神不想要做的事。
And it's a false God to do something that he doesn't like to do.
撒旦甚至误用圣经上的话来欺骗人。
Satan even persuade and cheat people with the words from the Bible.
当然神不会受人的欺骗，他也不受人的试探。
If God will not be cheated or tested.
所以我们千万不要以为我们可以威胁神来做一些的事情。
So don't think we can ever threaten God to do something.
好像你说神啊，你不救我就死给你看，这样的话是不合逻辑的。
Like say, God, if you don't save me, I will die. That's not logical.
那神就说你死就死嘛。
God will
say, 这是你的责任。这个是出于魔鬼的话。
That's from the devil.
那怎么办呢？
What should we do?
耶稣是用真理来抵挡魔鬼。
And Jesus overcame the devil with the truth.
第四章第七节，耶稣就对他说：“经上又记着说， 不可试探主你的神，神不容许我们试探他。
Jesus says, do not put the Lord your God to the test.
什么是试探神？
What is testing God?
就是你跟神去争去闹。
If you are arguing with God.
好像那些以色列人他们走在旷野的时候，他们没有水喝，他们就跟神争闹。
Like the Israelites when in desert they have no water, they quarreled with God.
他们说，如果神你不给我们水，我们通通都要背弃你。
They say, if you don't give us water, we will all turn back and turn away from you.
试探神就是不相信神。
Testing God is not to trust in God.
以为神不存在或是根本无作用。
And saying God is not there or not functional.
试探神就是让神的名受到羞辱。
Testing God is put God's name in the humiliation.
就是公开的否认神或者辱骂神的救恩。
That is to say negative things about God publicly.
这个是撒旦要达到的事情。
And that's what the purpose of Satan.
主耶稣说，你可以用圣经的真理来宣告撒旦的作为是无用。
Jesus said, you can claim that what Satan is trying to do is useless with the truth of God.
当我们在痛苦当中挣扎的时候，
When we are struggling in pain,
当我们的信心受到考验的时候，
And we are challenged with our faith,
我们要想到保罗当初他也是这样的情况中怎么办？
We should remember how Paul deal with the similar situation.
他说，谁能救我脱离这个要死的身体呢？
And Paul says, can rescue me from the deadly body.
他说，感谢神，坚信主耶稣基督就能够救我脱离了。
He says, thanks to God through Jesus our Lord.
同样的，我们要学习主耶稣用神的话来抵挡魔鬼的攻击。
Similarly, we should learn from the example of Jesus to fight the devil with the word of God.
根据资料的统计，在北美每一年有超过200万的青少年曾经企图或者想过要自杀，或者是自己伤害自己。
According to literature, over 2 million teenagers in North America try to suicide.
这是一个非常可怕的一个自虐的数字。
That's a very frightful number.
其中有7000个青少年会成功的自杀。
7000 of them succeed.
那人为什么会自杀呢？
Why?
有好像一棵树有三个部分。
Three parts like a tree.
第一个是树根。
The roots.
当然这个可能是原生家庭或不健康的成长的环境。
It's about their original family and the environment they grew up with.
好像父母失和啦，或者是从小受到虐待或屈辱。
Like abusing or family loss relation.
或者是性格非常的古怪等等。这个是树根。
A personality, that's roots.
那树杆是什么呢？就是一种错误的一种理想跟价值观。
And the trunks are about what they believe and they want to achieve.
或者一种错误受教导的一种体系。
How they are educated.
好像父母说你就是要考第一名，你要努力，要努力，要努力。
Parents say, you have to be the number one, you have to work really, really hard.
所以这个孩子从小就没有做决定的能力。
The kids has no ability to make decisions.
我刚刚说，孩子过分的受到保护，他都不晓得什么是困难。
And the kid who's overprotected knows nothing about trouble.
我有时候听到父母讲，他说，哎呀，你什么都别管，你只要把书念好就行。
Sometimes I hear parents saying, you know, forget about everything else, just focus on study.
哦，到了大学，他书是念好了，但是他发现他自己没有目标，也没有生活与人相处的能力。
Once in college, he has a good degree on the grades, but he has no ability to deal with other people.
他没有奋斗的那个意义。
And there's no meaning for his hard working.
第三方面是这个树叶，就是表现出来的没有成就感，或者不被别人接受。
The third is the leaves that he feels less achieved or not accepted by other people.
所以他没有办法自我肯定。
So there's no way these people can agree with themselves.
他也不能满足别人的要求。
They cannot fulfill the other's requirements.
甚至就是一个室友跟他生活的习惯不一样，喜欢晚睡，他早睡，这样他就受不了。
And he even cannot deal with habits like sleeping early or late.
我刚刚说他觉得自己活得没有意思，所以他就逃避做功课，就在那里天天打电玩。
So if he thinks there's no meaning of life, he will avoid working by trying to play computer games.
这种恶性的循环，你是用药物都无法解决的。
And this cycle cannot be broken by medicine.
这样的年轻人面临这样子的困惑怎么办？
How will teenagers do facing such trouble?
主耶稣有拯救。
Jesus saved us.
我们首先要知道人的软弱跟失败，上帝天都知道，都知道。
And we know that God knows our failures and weaknesses.
所以他早就为我们预备了一位保惠师，就是帮助我们的耶稣基督。
So he provided us with the first consoler a long time ago.
所以在约翰福音第一章就开始讲到说，耶稣说，你们心里面不要忧愁啊。第十四章，你们心里面不要忧愁，你们信神也当信我。他说，我就是道路、真理、生命，若不借着我，没有人能到父那里去。他说，你们若奉我的名求什么，我必成就。你们若爱我，就会遵守我的命令。这里给我们看到，我们保惠师耶稣基督，他可以帮助我们心里不忧愁。
So John told us that our first consoler Jesus will help us so that we will not be troubled with our hearts.
因为他会给我们一种信心的力量。
Because he will give us the strength of faith.
他是道路，是真理，是生命，把我们引导在天父的面前。
He is the way and the truth and the life.
而且他说，我们若奉他的名求告，神就一定会成就。
So he said, you may ask anything in my name and I will do it.
当我们帮助在沮丧中的人，我们首先要让他们能够认识耶稣是他的保惠师，不是我，不是你，不是心理医生。
I try to help some people in depression. We need to first let them know that the first counselor is Jesus Christ.
要让他自己来向主耶稣祷告。
So that he or she can pray to God himself or herself.
你为他祷告还是不够的，你要他自己开口来奉主耶稣的名祷告。
It's insufficient. You pray for him alone, but he need to open his mouth.
因为他自己必须要接受主耶稣，让主耶稣成为他的保惠师。
Because the person has to accept Jesus Christ by himself.
当他如果明白了、相信了，他才能够向这位保惠师求告而得到直接的帮助。
If he understand, he can ask help from his first counselor.
不但如此，神还给我们第二重的保障，第二位的保惠师。
Not only that, God also gave us the second counselor.
你看神多爱你多爱我，他给我们是两个保惠师，是双重的保障。
That's how God loves us, gave us two counselors.
这第二位保惠师就是真理的圣灵。
And the second counselor is the Holy Spirit.
第十六节他说，我要求父，父就另外赐给你们一位保惠师，叫他永远与你们同在，就是真理的圣灵，乃是人不能接受的，因为不见他也不认识他，你们却认识他，因他常与你们同在，也要住在你们的里面。这一位真理的圣灵是住在我们的里面。
It's the spirit of truth lives in within us.
他是真理的圣灵，所以他帮助我们，让我们能够认识神的真理。
So that we can understand the God's truth.
撒旦在我们的心里造了许多的虚谎，让我们觉得我就是这样，没办法起来，我是心是空的，我是空心人。
And Satan told us eyes about what they are, what we are, and our hearts are empty.
这些都是谎言，谎言，谎言。
These are all lies from Satan.
但是圣灵能够帮助我们认识圣经的真理，来取代这些谎言，这些错误。
The Holy Spirit will help us to replace these lies with the truth of God.
而且圣灵他是直接在我们的心里面做工，不是一个头脑的知识。
And he is working directly within our hearts.
只要我们来向主祷告，属灵的事情他的原则就发生了作用。
If we pray to God, then the spiritual principles will function.
圣灵能够来充满、安慰、引导我们的心。
Holy Spirit filling hearts and comfort us.
我老实的跟你讲，我常常跟失去家人的那些弟兄姐妹在一起，我是没有办法帮助他们的。
To tell the truth, I'm often with brothers and sisters who lost their family members, and I cannot help them.
我只能够跟他们一起祷告，求圣灵来安慰，来帮助他们。
And the thing I can do is pray with them to ask for the direct comfort of the Holy Spirit.
我们当中有很多的人都经历过人生的低谷。
Many of us suffer the low parts of lives.
我回想我自己年轻的时候也曾经失落过。
When I was young, I was lost as well.
只是神怜悯我，没有让我继续的在失败当中。
But God has mercy on me so that deliver me from failure.
我也看到有一些年轻人，他们在受试探的时候，他们却仍然保持在青年人的团契当中。
I also see when some young people are tempted, they remain in the fellowship of the young people.
他就说我坚持要跟其他的弟兄姐妹 stick together.
They say I will stick together with other brothers and sisters.
我也看过我们当中有一些人，他们的孩子遇到很大的失败，但是他们就一直用祷告来托住他们。
We also see the children of some of us suffer from a great difficulty, but they are kept by the praying.
因为父母那一种属灵的爱带领了他们的孩子，让他们走出了困境。
Because the spiritual love from your parents take the kids away from their hardness.
这些都是我们当中基督徒所经历的见证。
These are testimonies of Christians among us.
我再回来讲刚开始那一个故事。
And let me come back to the original story.
春春她遇到了一位大姐姐，也是一位基督徒。
The girl Chun Chun met a Christian.
这位大姐姐就跟她谈话，把福音介绍给她，把她带到了神的面前。
And this other sister talked to her and introduced her to the gospel.
春春打开她的心，就接受了主耶稣。
Chun Chun opened her heart and accepted Jesus.
然后这大姐姐就带着她每约好每一周都有时间定规在一起读圣经祷告。
And this old sister arranged with her to read Bibles weekly.
不但如此，他们也约好都一起出去活动。
Not only that, they made arrangement to go out together.
他们去公园，去爬山，去做义工。
They went to parks, mountains, and volunteer works.
大姐姐带着她到孤儿院去帮助那些穷困的孩子。
And these others took her to orphanage to have the kids there.
这样子，春春才渐渐地走出了困境。
So eventually, Chun Chun went out of her depression.
她晓得人生的意思不是在那里空空地寻觅人生的意思。
And she understood that the meaning of life is not sitting there and looking for the meaning.
而实际要去活出生命来。
But rather living out lives.
所以她不再是一个空心人。
So she's no longer empty.
一年之后，他又重新回到了清华大学继续念书。
One year later, he went back to Tsinghua to keep study.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹，你知道撒旦的工作是要拦阻人来信靠神。
But the sisters, we know Satan's work is to stop us from believing.
不但如此，他要叫我们信靠神的人跌倒，跌倒。
Not only that, he wants the Christian to fail.
因为连主耶稣也受魔鬼的试探。
Because even Jesus Christ is tempted by God.
魔鬼他就是要摧毁生命。
The devil wants to destroy lives.
但是主耶稣他能够用神圣经的真理来抵挡魔鬼。
Jesus was able to fight the devil with the truth.
我们也同样的能够用信神的话来宣告魔鬼对我们试探的无效。
Similarly, we can claim the failure of the devil with the God of the truth.
神不但给我们他的话，他也给我们两位保惠师。
Not only God gave us His words, He gave us two
comforters. 第一就是那复活的耶稣基督能够活在我们的心里。
The Jesus after He came back to life, living us.
第二位就是那个真理的圣灵，他是一直在我们的心里。
And also the Spirit of the truth.
我们必须来学习怎么样依靠他。
We need to rely on them.
所以我们应当生活在教会里。在团契中
We should live in church and fellowship.
我们是彼此的鼓励，互相的看守
Should encourage and care for each other.
因为这个世界的魔鬼是太厉害，一直在设置各样的网络
Because that is very powerful.
包括 internet.
And set out troubles like internet.
所以我们要小心，我们要彼此的看守
So we need to be careful and look for each other.
我们一起祷告
Let's pray together.
主啊，当我们了解是魔鬼的诡计，一切事情都变成那样的清晰。
Dear Lord, it became clear with us after we know it's the works of the devil.
因为人离开了造人生命的主，就会陷入魔鬼的网络中。
Because the human will fall into the devil's net after they left the God.
有的人是被钱财名利所网住。
Some of us are captured by money or fame.
有的人却被对自己生命的意义困惑而绑住。
Some other captured because we are confused the meaning of lives.
主啊，不要叫我们只是看到那一些哦自裁结束生命的人，为他们惋惜。我们应当为自己警醒惋惜。
Dear Lord, let's see beyond the people who commit suicide.
因为我们自己如果没有警醒，我们也是在做慢性的自杀。
Also, be careful with ourselves, because if we don't come back to you, we are committing slow suicide ourselves.
感谢主，我们是得胜的基督徒。
Thanks to the Lord, we are the victory Christians.
靠着复活的基督，我们能够向魔鬼夸胜。
It's the victory in Jesus Christ, we can claim victory to the devil.
帮助我们，让我们的教会从一些失败、一些痛苦中重新的站立起来。
Help us to stand again without trouble and failure.
我们可以靠着主对撒旦宣告说，你没有把我们打倒。
So with the power of Jesus, we can claim Satan that we still stand.
因为我们所信的是得胜的主。
That's what we believe in, victory is God.
奉主耶稣基督的名祈祷。
Pray in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen.
朋友，你收听的是福乐人生讲坛的系列节目，我是玛丽姐妹，欢迎你给我们来信分享收听后的感想，也欢迎你在我们活在耶稣里福音网站收听和收看其他的节目。愿神的话语祝福你的新生命。